Let me just say before we start this last song, I had a question earlier, but I forgot what it was. I'm trying to remember. Go ahead and keep remembering. I just wanted to remind us that the events that Israel goes through will be going through in the land on earth over there east of the Mediterranean, and including the 12 thrones that the 12 apostles sit on will be in heaven, according to 2 Thessalonians 1, 6 and 7. We'll be in heaven, Paul will be in heaven, and we'll be at rest, it says. So, you know, there's a lot going on, not just us. Did you think of the question yet? Let's see. Will we be sitting in the kingdom in Jerusalem judging? Not us. That's only the 12 apostles resurrected. We'll be in heaven, not on earth. They'll be on earth, not in heaven. So that's one of the major differences. Another difference is that our salvation is not through Israel's rise when they rule the world. Our salvation comes through Israel's fall, when they fell, blaspheming the Holy Ghost, speaking out against the Holy Ghost in the mouth of Stephen, Acts 7. And shortly after that, within days or possibly even hours, the same day, we get to Acts chapter 9, verse 1, still breathing out, threats and condemnations or something. Let me get that. Acts 9, 1. But Paul yet breathing out threatenings and slaughter against the disciples of the Lord, went unto the high priest. So that's all Israel. The disciples were Israelite Jews. They were Jews. They were in the kingdom program, believing that Christ was the Messiah and going to rule the world. They were not in the body of Christ. The body of Christ had not been started yet by the time of Acts 9:1. It started in Acts 9:6. Verse 6, when Paul became the first member of the body of Christ. We're not in that New Jerusalem. No, we're in heaven then. So the Lord doesn't get confused about the names of things. He names them correctly. And we can go by that. It helps us to understand. And we'll do more on these things in upcoming meetings. I thought believers would get to be there believers, Israel's believers, yeah, but we're not believing Israel's gospel of the kingdom, believing that Jesus is the king. We believe he is, but that's not what our gospel of salvation is. I mean, we can believe that all day long, and it doesn't make us saved. What makes us saved is trusting that Christ died my death for my sins. It's all paid in full. Yay. They're all died for. And that he was buried and rose again the third day. So. Okay, yeah, we'll do more on these differences between the kingdom program and the body of Christ. The mystery program actually is what it is. Mystery of Christ. If you have a Bible dictionary, look up the two places that the mystery of Christ is mentioned and what it says about it. It's helpful. All right, we'll go to our song, and I think that was the only question, wasn't it? Was there another one? I'm looking through. Hold on a second. Heaven is far above all. When we speak of just heaven, we normally aren't talking about where the birds fly around in the atmosphere. Or sometimes the heavens are so beautiful, you know, meaning the stars. That's like the second heaven. But beyond that, In a spiritual realm, it's a different realm, actually. I was going to say, like, time is a different measurement than inches and, you know, length, breadth, height. I'm getting off the track here. So I'm going to go ahead with the song. See y'all tomorrow, and we'll be doing some more teaching about the Jews and the Greeks and their position in that transition from God saving people through the covenants that he made with Israel, the nation of Israel, and the Commonwealth of Israel, and between that and the later, what came later was the body of Christ and the gospel that we're saved by in 1 Corinthians 15, 1 through 4.